Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On the official clock at NAC, it is 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. So let's start off with the satellite. The NOAA satellite's looking at this from outer space. And we're starting to see that eye over the last couple hours, starting to see that pronounced eye right there in the center with the eye wall. But the other thing that we see is we're starting to see a lot of that convection around the center, looking like more like the textbook hurricane that we normally expect to see. And that means it's a healthy system. The other thing I want to point out that we're watching real close, a lot of discussion behind the scenes. We really need a healthy system with the warm ocean and the warm air coming up through the center and out. And you're starting to see what we call some of that exhaust at the highest levels of the storm. So what do we take away from that? Well, it's getting stronger. And we really do have that in the forecast. We want to continue that to look at this as it gets stronger, because that's what's going to impact us with time. So you can start seeing about 100 miles or so away from the center, you can see those tropical storm force winds and the hurricane force winds right around that center. But with time, we're going to continue to strengthen, and we're really forecasting to have a Category 4 by the time we make landfall. That's about 140 mile an hour in the forecast. So a pretty significant system. We got to take it very serious with these winds and the other impacts. For the Bahamas, a hurricane watch. But one thing that we want to talk about here is the forward speed. You know, we normally think about our forecast being, you know, you talk about the wind speed, you talk about the track, but the other part of it is how fast it's traveling. And it slows down a little bit. If you look at these points, the closer those are together, that means the storm moves a little bit slower. And that's what we have in this case. And a lot of times we'll see these storms really slow down as they start to turn, and in this case, turn towards the north. And that's not good news, because that's more rainfall, that's more impacts, that's more wind, saturated soil and winds. You can get more trees down and power lines down. So the timing of the system, a little bit slower than before, but that, you know, that gives us a little more time to prepare, but it's still on the way. And it looks like here, if we outline the Florida coast, approaching the coast with tropical storm force winds about 8 p.m., so in the evening hours and overnight hours, and spreading inland overnight Sunday and into Monday. And that's the arrival of tropical storm force winds. That's important, because then it becomes too dangerous to be outside. It'd be too dangerous to be on a ladder, too dangerous to drive. So we got to wrap things up with time. That's really an important factor to get this going. Rainfall, slower the storm, well, the more the rainfall. And in this case, quite a bit of rain. So a slow storm, we're looking at some areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain. Even some areas here highlighted in red, 10 to 15 inches of rain, some isolated even more than that. So a lot of rainfall. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And the other part is the storm surge. A typical Category 4 storm could produce over 10 foot of storm surge. So we have today, we have tomorrow, we have part of Sunday to get ready. Let's be ready for the storm. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.